It's the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And folks, we have some pinch hitting taking place this week. I know it's December, but baseball references still fly around these parts. We have Dylan Reynolds from the Chronicle Telegram filling in for Dave O'Brien for us this morning. Dylan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, and I am not Dave O'Brien. Nice observation, Rocco.
I do my best. I do my best to make the obvious observations as I can. So, hey, we got the return of the Zero Proof Mix-Off this Thursday. That's one of our favorite events around here. So for folks who maybe don't know what this is all about or the intent or purpose of this event, what is this for and what goes on at the Zero Proof Mix-Off, Dylan?
Okay, yeah, the Zero Proof Mix-Off is an event that's been around for the last 20 years. It's put on by the Lorain County Safe Communities Coalition at Lorain County Community College, the Spitzer Conference Center specifically. It raises awareness about the dangers of drunken driving. The organizers get local groups together, and they come up with non-alcoholic beverages that are served to guests, and they promote sobriety and sober driving through that.
Well, so that is fantastic stuff there. And, you know, it can definitely be not annoying, but it can be troublesome around the holidays if you're someone who has either struggled with alcoholic issues in the past or maybe just wants to avoid it altogether. Those holiday parties, as you may know, Dylan, like there's not always a nice array of non-alcoholic drinks, right? All the cool, tasty stuff always tends to have alcohol in it. So this is pretty cool that there's a focus on those non-alcoholic drinks that, you know, again, holiday parties I think could use more of.
Definitely, and that's kind of the purpose of having this event around the holiday season, because they recognize that holidays are a time when many people do consume alcohol and may get in a car and try to drive home, which right. is what they're discouraging. Not only is it a terrible idea, it's illegal, and you could get OVI and negative consequences. So the details of the event, if I haven't said them yet, it's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday at the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC. Admission is free. Guests can register when they arrive. And they have been taking some precautions this year due to COVID. It'll be a little different than prior years. Last year, it wasn't held in person at all. But this year, they are limiting the number of mixers there. They're limiting the number of judges as well. So there will be 10 drinks still. And they are hoping that people will come and enjoy it and stay safe.
All right. Well, we are very much looking forward to that Zero Proof Mix-Off again that returns this Thursday over at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. Again, you can check out the Lorain County Public Health website for more details on that. Very excited for that return of the Zero Proof Mix-Off. All right, Dylan, the other story I wanted to touch on here with you today, talking about the city of Elyria right here where the station is located. They're trying to recruit some auxiliary officers, usually a volunteer position, but there could be some wages coming shortly for those positions. So what's the story here?
Yeah, that's something that's been proposed. Our reporter Kevin Martin was over there last night at Elyria City Hall for this meeting. I believe it was a finance committee meeting, city council. The proposal was discussed to pay auxiliary officers $15 an hour for some duties. Like you said, Rocco, currently auxiliary officers in Elyria are volunteers. There's six officers in the rank, according to Kevin's article. And after studying nearby cities, Elyria Assistant Safety Service Director Tim Williams has proposed that $15 per hour rate for certain duties. I believe that this is an effort to increase the number of posts for auxiliary officers. And a lot of times officers aren't available because they have jobs. There's issues getting auxiliary officers hired and available for certain types of calls.
And I think we're seeing that become more of a trend in today's world, Dylan, as I'm sure you've seen, you know, on social media and in the news and everything, like, you know, just asking for more of a wage, especially with what, you know, is usually a volunteer position, you know, plain and simple, it just doesn't seem to cut it anymore, right? People want to be paid for their time regardless of what they're doing, and that seems to be kind of the latest example going on here with this.
Oh, sure, yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily playing into it or not. It may not be. I know that they talked about in the meeting the factor that police officers are increasingly being pulled away from addressing the issue at hand, like if there's a tree down or some dangerous downed electrical wires in the roadway to direct traffic instead of addressing the issue at hand. So I think what they're thinking is they'd like to have more auxiliary officers at the scene and able to direct traffic and things of that nature. And also I'm sure that they have in mind that by having more auxiliary officers, that could get more younger people interested in pursuing a career in law enforcement, which I know that interest, at least from some reports I've seen, may be waning among among people to go into law enforcement. I know a lot of agencies around here have at one point or another recently been looking for new officers to join the ranks.
All right. Well, we will certainly keep an eye on how that works out with the auxiliary officer recruiting scene here in Elyria. So we thank you for the update there, Dylan. Again, Dylan Reynolds is our guest here on the Local Beat, filling in for Dave O'Brien. The Local Beat is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Hey, Dylan, you know, I know we didn't really talk about this before the segment started here, so if I'm putting you too much on the spot, just let me know. But I've noticed you've kind of been involved with the COVID reporting there over at the Chronicle Telegram. I know the whole zip code, division has kind of been the new thing as of late, seeing how vaccination rates are going based off zip code. So is there much movement as far as COVID numbers go in the county? Are things kind of at a plateau right now? Where are they right now?
Yeah, well, actually, coincidentally, I talked yesterday with the Deputy Health Commissioner in Lorain County, Mark Adams, about the latest COVID trends in the county. And he told me that we are at a bit of a plateau right now. Of course, if you remember earlier this fall, we've been going up in terms of cases to a very high peak, and then that started trailing down and then up again. But it appears we've plateaued for now in terms of new cases. It's a little too early to see if Thanksgiving has caused a large number of new cases locally. We'll know that due to the lag in reporting and testing. We'll probably know that, I believe, later this week or early next week.
Okay.
But in terms of vaccinations, Lorain County is in the top 10 in the state of Ohio in terms of vaccinations. So that's a very strong rate. I think people in public health are proud of that.
Yeah, I would assume they are very, very proud of that fact. Wow, that's very, very good to know there. So, Dylan, thank you for the COVID update there. I know a lot of people around here, look, we're kind of just tired of talking about it at a certain point.
No, I mean, trust me, I'm tired of writing about
right,
that every
right.
day. I don't know if I've written a story in the last 2 years that doesn't have the word COVID-19 in it somewhere.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, just amazing how that, you know, this whole disease has really just taken over the world and really just changed how we view things and how we go about day-to-day life and all that. It's really crazy, really crazy. And we're still dealing with it here as we wind down 2021. So, all right, Dylan, well, we'll get you out of here on this. What are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can we be on the lookout for?
Oh, that's top secret, Rocco. I don't know if I can disclose that.
You and Dave both just never want to tell
this is
me.
Classified stuff. Classified stuff. We got some good projects coming up. I don't know. I guess you gotta buy the paper and find out.
Well, there you go. You got to read the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a physical copy, or head on over to chronicletea.com, that digital e-edition. That is fantastic stuff there, nice and easy. You can go through all the stories, flip through all the pages right there on your computer or whatever device you're using. So always a pleasure going to that e-edition. Dylan, thank you very much for the time today, man. I appreciate you filling in for Dave this week. Much, much appreciated. Hope you have a great, safe rest of the week, and hopefully we'll have another chance to catch up soon.
Hope so. Thank you, Rocco.